This is George L. Cutton speaking, interviewing Reverend Ralph Riemsnyder for the Alliance Library tape recordings. So we'll go back to some of the interesting things in your life and experience here. And I see you've been here a long while as pastor or rector of Trinity Episcopal Church. What was that record?
29 years and 4 months I've served as rector of Trinity Church Alliance.
Well, that's almost the longest pastorate here. I have a record of, Reverend John V. Stevens of the First United Presbyterian Church of 34 years, and Reverend W.C. McCallum of the First Christian Church for 36 years, and yours is
29 years, 4
29.
Months.
Well, that's a good record. So you ought to be able to tell us something for the historical references here. But first of all, I want to ask you about your own personal career, where you were born, brought up, education, and so forth.
Well, I was born and raised in Toledo, Ohio. March 18th, 1912 was my birth date. I attended Waite High School, Toledo University, and graduated from Toledo University in 35 with a Bachelor of Philosophy degree. And then I attended Bexley Hall, which was the Divinity Department of Kenyon College, and graduated with a Bachelor of Divinity degree in 1939. And at the same time, I was ordained deacon in the Protestant Episcopal Church by Bishop Tucker, who was then Bishop of the Diocese of Ohio.
Now, let's see, when did you come to Alliance then, or where'd you go before you came to Alliance?
Oh, I went back to my hometown. My first church was Grace Church in Toledo, and I served there for 3 years. And then I went to St. Mark's Church in Cleveland, Ohio, and was rector there for 6 years, and coming to Alliance in February 1948.
Well, then the hometown boy made good and came back to hometown. Well, and he came to Alliance at a time when the church was been going for a while, and about when did it start, and something about the early history before you came here?
Well, the church officially started here in Alliance in 1886, I believe I'm correct, and had been operating not too strongly in this community. But it was alive. It is rather interesting to note that in 1935, it became a parish, having been a mission up to that time in this diocese. And Reverend John Patty was rector at that time, and it became a self-supporting parish. When I came in 48, the church was meeting in its building on Linden Avenue, and that church had been built in about 1925, and they were about ready for a new building. So in 1950 we built the new building on Union Avenue.
And then there was, after you came here, there was an addition. What year was that?
Yes. In 1955, the church bought the rectory, or parsonage, at 1605 Lily Lane. And on 1960, people built a new parish house, an addition to the church building itself, which has educational facilities and serves the parish very well.
1965.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's interesting to know something about this history before you came here, before I go on with yours. The early ministers, you mentioned one of them. What about lay leaders? Who were particularly responsible for the church being here?
We've had a faithful group of lay people serving in this church. One of the earliest ones was Mr. Charles T. Byrd, who served as senior warden and lay reader way back in early times, and up until I became rector. He died a few years after I'd been here. He was very faithful, did a great job for this parish in every way.
What was his business?
I don't know what he did, really. He was retired when I came.
Oh, I see. A retired businessman?
Yeah. Yes.
What other men or people?
Dr. Eric Eckler was senior warden after I came here, and he served the church faithfully and well all during his life. And Mr. John Deviney was another of our lay leaders. He's a vestryman, and he was also very active with the church council. Perhaps you remember him.
What was his name?
John Deviney.
John Deviney. Don't remember him, but he's not living?
No.
Of these women who have had some responsibility here, is there someone particularly in your period?
Mrs. Eric Eckler is very active. She still is. She has been in women's work.
Mrs. Gessler.
Mrs. Eric Eckler, yeah. Mary. And Mrs. Clarence French has served as president of the Church Women.
Was that organized in the definite year you remember?
Sir?
When was that the women organized, right? They've been organized before you came here?
Yeah, they were called the Women's Auxiliary, but they have changed their name to Church Women. It's a national Church Women's Association.
What about the church school?
The church school in the up through the 50s was coming along beautifully. We had about 100 enrollment, which is pretty good for a parish this size. But now it has fallen off very badly. It's down to around 25, I think.
Does that mean that you aren't getting young families?
We're getting young families, but they aren't
producing
their children.
Children,
and they aren't producing as like they did.
Oh, baby boom.
Yeah.
Well, this is regarding the church in the community. You spoke of a man, Deviney, who was interested in the church council.
Yes.
And that was right at the beginning, 1940?
Right in the beginning. And also, do you remember Hoback?
Yes.
Yes, he was very active in church
What
council.
Was his first name?
Leonard.
Leonard, oh yes, B-A-C-H.
And Carl Myers. Remember, he was on the chapel committee at the hospital.
Oh, Carl Myers.
Yeah.
Well, that's all interesting, especially in view of the fact that I believe you and Reverend Walter Loomis were responsible for revival of the church council.
Well, we worked on it. I don't know whether we were responsible. I hope so.
Well, I've looked up the records, and there was a federation of churches here in 1914. And they had actually asked for some playgrounds from the city council. And then I found also a record of 1917, which I guess I was wrong about that 1914. 1914 was a minister's association.
Oh.
And 1917, the minister's association formed the Council of Federation of Churches, as it was then called. And I have the record of their first officers. I think there's about seven churches involved. And then there was a lapse, I don't know how long, that they kept in going, but evidently there was a lapse, and you and Walter Loomis of the First Baptist Church evidently revived the council in 1948. So we've been going ever since. Now I was thinking of your own experiences in this community. What was outstanding in the life of the church as far as your ministry is concerned? Anything more?
I think one of the greatest experiences, you mean the churches working together?
Yes, or your own church.
I was thinking of these when we had the canvas.
Oh, yes. Well, that was about 1965.
Our people entered into that with all the others of the community, and I think it was a good thing.
Well, it was a long while, I think, since they had such a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and I come into your own experiences outside the church. You were president or chaplain or something before you were president of the Lions?
I served as chaplain and in all my years as a Lion, except when I was president. I couldn't do it then.
Well, I didn't know they had a chaplain.
they kind of appointed me unofficial chaplain.
And what years were
you? I was in charge of calling on the sick. I had a committee.
I see.
Things like that.
Yeah. And what about your presidency? Anything particular there? President of the Lions.
When I was president of the Lions, that's the year we celebrated the 25th anniversary of the
local
founding of this local. Was it, would it be 25 or 50? I forget.
I think it's the 20th.
How old is the Rotary?
That's over 50. So imagine.
I'll bet it was the 50th. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Was the 50th?
50th anniversary. Yeah.
Okay. And in connection with that club, has it always been active in doing something for the blind or for those that couldn't see very well?
Yes. Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What do you want to tell me about that?
I thought of something else. It was interesting that celebrated the 50th anniversary in the year I was here. I was president, and one of the charter members of the club was the Reverend Frederick Drew, who was rector of Trinity Church back when the club was founded.
Oh.
He's deceased now.
Yeah. What was his name?
Frederick Drew.
Drew. D-R-E-W.
Yeah.
Okay, he was a charter member.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Founding member or charter.
Yeah, okay, more about the service to the blind.
They have performed that service for, I think, since Lionism was founded.
Yeah, that's been a special
thing. Yeah, furnishing. Also, what would you call it? Prevent blindness, too, they carry on a work.
Well, that would mean having eye tests,
and
they had them several years.
Buying glasses for people that can't afford them, and Seeing Eye Dogs were in that.
And
operations we pay for.
When did they have the beginning of this Rose Festival business?
I would say, George, that's about 25 years old. I've done it for about 25 years.
Well, you were here then.
Oh, yeah.
So you had something to do with that beginning of that?
Oh, yeah, from the beginning, yeah.
Was it wasn't your suggestion?
Oh, no, no, no.
And what do they call it? Rose, not festival.
Just Rose Day.
Rose Day.
Yeah, they're Rose Day. Lions Rose Day.
And they get donations for roses.
Yeah.
And of course, the roses go to the donors. But the money, most of it.
All of it goes for.
All of it.
The eye work, yeah.
Well, that means that the club pays for the roses.
No, they pay for the roses out of that.
Oh, they do, yeah.
But that they can't take any general fund, use it
no.
as general fund.
I see.
It's just for sight saving. Sight saving would be
yeah.
a better word, I think.
Yeah. Sightseeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what else were you particularly interested in?
I don't know.
outside the church.
Outside the church.
You're a golfer.
I like to play golf a little. I'm not a good golfer, but I enjoy getting out.
Well, it seems if you remember some committees or something in the community besides that.
I served on most of the boards in the community, the Red Cross Board, the YMCA board, visiting nurses, what else is there?
All very interesting.
Hmm?
And what about your wife, Dorothy?
Oh, Dorothy, she's very active in hospital auxiliary.
Is she a member of that? It's an auxiliary association.
Yeah, it's an auxiliary hospital auxiliary.
Association.
And she also works on for the Red Cross on blood donor days. And now she is working in the chaplain's office at the hospital every Wednesday.
That's a good thing.
She tried to get the minister's wives interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
She has a few of them working there.
You were president of the Ministers Association.
Mm-hmm.
And was Dorothy president of the other?
Minister's wives, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I think of it, you were also interested in the progress of the city, I presume lent your influence to the development programs going on.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also some of these celebrations we've had, like Carnation Festival and so forth.
Yes.
And so that you've always been interested in its going on here in the past.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
What do you see as the status or future, let's say the future of the churches in the Lions?
I think sincerely that the churches are doing a great job in the Lions, and right now most of us are in a, what would I call it, a slump.
Yeah.
But I feel that we're going to come out of that. And we are working together. as Christians should. And we will find the answers, and God will show us what to do.
Yeah, there's more and more cooperation every year.
I believe so, honestly, yes.
And what about the community itself? It's always been a cultural community.
I think it has a great deal of cultural opportunity with the Art Center and the, what's the little theater, what is that called? The Carnation Theater or something. Yeah. And of course, the college being here, there are things offered that we can take advantage of, and we should. They have speakers and programs. I think it has a great future, little town.
As we think of it, I think Alliance has kind of stopped growing.
I think so.
Population.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I hope it's not stopped growing in other respects.
I hope not.
But a great many people live now on the outskirts.
Yeah.
And have the advantage of everything of Alliance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But don't have to pay any taxes for it. And the only way we can get at them, I guess, is to extend the limits.
Yeah.
And we're doing it little by little.
Little by little, it's being taken in.
It's quite a historic community in all the past, but it's also got great hopes, I believe, among all the interests for the future.
Mm-hmm. Well,
think of something else today.
I think I had that date wrong when this church was, when the church on Linden was built.
That's all right. We looked that up afterwards. Well, I want to thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Only one thing I wanted to do. Do you have any regret about retirement?
No, I'm going to enjoy it.
Well, I've retired three times, but I still keep busy. And I guess you'll do the same.
Why,
thank you.